Welcome, welcome. Not sure if you all heard that, but the recording has officially started. You are here for
yes.
What is July? Nope, it's August. Oh my gosh. August.
Second.
2000, second. August, yeah, excuse me, everybody. It's August 2nd, 2023, which for those who are counting, it something, 26? Today would be, if I'm not mistaken, Jessica, our 9-year anniversary, if I'm not mistaken. So
what?
I'm gonna take us a little back in time to give everyone a bit of history for LHON Live, which is the call you are all here for tonight. 9 years and 2 months ago now, Jessica and I met Maria Johnson and met several other folks at what was the first LHON conference I attended in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I don't think we have any Pittsburgh callers tonight, but we certainly have some folks from Pennsylvania. We met back in June of 2014 at the first LHON conference I was at, the first LHON conference Jessica was at, the first LHON conference for a lot of folks here, potentially. And we quickly realized how beneficial, neat, cool, and welcoming it was to meet individuals who are part of the LHON community, because a lot of us live our LHON journeys in isolation in a way. We are the only people affected by LHON in our families or our communities. And we realized, yes, there are lots of functional things you learn by being around folks with LHON or frankly, any degree of vision loss, but there's even cooler things that you just benefit from realizing that you're not alone and that other folks are going through this experience that otherwise seems so unique to you. And so we wanted to find a way to stretch that benefit and really fellowship throughout the rest of the year. And so in August of that year, August of 2014, August 2014, we had our first LHON Live call. And since then, we've been having these calls once a month. Always the first Wednesday of the month, always the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific here in the U.S. And always with a bunch of fun people like yourselves. There we have been through a series of different formats with guest speakers and topics and free-for-all calls. And we kind of bounce back and forth between a few topics these days, sometimes having wonderful guest speakers the way we do tonight. You will often still hear a little bit of me and a little bit of my co-host here, Jessica. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, all.
Wonderful. And so we go from there. So really, this call is for all of you. So where you have questions and comments and things you want us to talk about, you can make those known here tonight. You can always make them known in the Facebook groups or by emailing us or contacting us any way you want. My name's Andy Marks. You already heard from Jessica Loomer. You can find us if you need to. But really, just so excited to have you all here. With that, Jess, before we kind of welcome our wonderful guest speaker, which we've teased a little bit here, first and foremost, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. A happy 9-year anniversary to LHON Live and to us. It's very exciting.
It's nuts.
Nine years flies by. Really cool to kind of reflect and think that like we've spent our first Wednesday of every month for 9 years all together, which is really cool to kind of self-reflect on.
Gosh, it's really stupid. I have friends with 8-year-olds and I can't believe this call is older than them.
That's true. And to kind of think, I mean, gosh, like even kind of reflect on all the different, like I think about the places where I've taken the LHON Live call. Like I've been in buses and I've been in Ubers and I've been in Tucson and Phoenix where I lived in both places now. And I'm on apartment number 3 in Denver, Colorado. So it's definitely, it's traveled with us and kind of grown with us too, which is pretty cool to think about, but. I'm actually surrounded in boxes and moving on Friday to a new apartment that is going to give me some wings. I'm going to be able to walk to a grocery store and a park and a running path and shops and restaurants. And so I'm super excited to gain some wings and have a new outlook on life and be, oh, and I can walk to a post office. Like, you know, you're getting old wind, dot, 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 when you want to walk to a post office. So I'm pretty excited for all those things. But yeah, what about you? What's new?
I am in the same apartment that I've been in for the past few years, but you're right. I have taken LA Join live calls in lots of states at this point in time, never overseas. I feel like we should have a poll at some point in time to see who's taking the LA Join live call in the weirdest place.
Ooh,
as
yeah.
long as they are appropriate. things are good. Things are way too hot. I had my in-laws kind of in for the weekend visiting from Miami, and it was actually hotter here the whole time they were here than in Miami, where they're from. Which was a little unfortunate, but we are doing well. I'm glad to be in a very walkable place, and I'm excited to hear that you're doing the same in Denver, although I'd love to have you closer here. But without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to you. I know we have a really exciting speaker, and she's going to share a lot of fun, exciting stuff. We'll certainly have time for questions at the end, but we'll let her set her own rules as well. Jessica, I'm going to hand it over to you to make the introduction, if that works.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm really excited for our guest speaker tonight. So I'm going to share kind of the personal aspect that I know of Robin, but definitely her credentials will speak for herself. But Robin is a mom of someone affected with LHON. And so often on the mom's calls and different things like that. And if you attended the conference in Phoenix last year, you may have heard her speak as well. And so Robin actually comes to us with many different kind of perspectives to be able to share. And that's why I'm so excited for this call, because she gets us, right? Like she's in the community, she's at conferences, she's on these calls. And I think that's what's so important when we have guest speakers, to be able to have some of these people that really get us. And obviously totally understands, because as she has a son with LHON, like there's so much to that, and being able to kind of bring that perspective as well, which is really important to us. One of the things that we heard often when kind of thinking about guest speakers and kind of the education we want to bring and be able to share and resources to our LHON family was mental health. And it's a really hard topic because there's so much to it, and there's a lot of information. And so where do we start? And lucky enough that we have Robin Lanzi in our community today.
Yay.
And and so I'm actually going to pass it to Robin to introduce herself. And her current role, what is she doing? And also just like the great resources that she's going to be able to share with us and really be able to give us some great information on mental health. So Robin, thank you so much for being here tonight. And we're really excited to have you and learn more.
Thank you so much. You're far too kind. I really appreciate you having me. And I will say, I definitely, as I kind of opened up when I was two conferences ago, just really feel like it's coming home always when I'm in the LHON community and whatever group it is, and whenever we see each other. And yeah, I feel like I've been here almost from sort of one of the old people in it. Started in 2014 here when my son, Steven, my oldest of five boys, he was 16 at the time, became affected on April 6th of 2014, and went to the conference in June. Alyssa was so wonderful, and just kind of, as I never forget her saying, you know, I'll walk you off the ledge here, because totally was breaking down. And little did I know, you know, kind of what I was in store for and where we were headed. Certainly it was like we went on what we called a memory cruise with the family, and got left with Steven, my oldest, seeing out of one eye, and being able to use his phone and text. And when you're on a cruise, you don't really use it. When we got back a week later, he couldn't see his phone anymore. And it was a lot of kind of hard realizations, and just so thankful though to be in a community here. And I will say that in my role through work too, being a professor of health behavior in a school of public health at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, I have sort of shifted a lot of my work from more focused on different kind of methodologies and broadly on health behavior, to more really focused on supporting a broad spectrum of disabilities and mental health, how our mental well-being can really help us and whatever's happening in our lives. And certainly mental health itself is considered part of the disability experience. And so I just want to share that it's not like one in the same, and physical and visual and all of the different identities we have in different stages of life. So what has helped me though is really being able to transition and focus my energy around what can I do to support. When I presented last time, I got to present on some mindfulness work that I do, as well as creating a program where I serve as national director of a lot of words, community engagement and translational sciences, but basically with the National Center on Health, Physical Activity and Disabilities. And so fortunate to be able to lead a group developing what I call GROWTH, which stands for Growing Resilience Out of Wellness and Thoughtful Habits. And it's just really lovely and to experience that. So I hope to share a little bit about that. But what I thought would be fun to first do is just kind of center us. And if you're all okay with it, just a couple of minutes to talk about sort of, I won't go into a lot of details about what is mindfulness, but more maybe just share a little practice and, get into it a little bit together, if you're okay with that. And
that sounds great, Robin.
Okay. Yay. I hope for my sound to show, or to, you'll be able to hear it. So let me see if that works. If not, it's okay. Maybe you can hear the birds where I am right now. I don't know. Can you hear the music?
We can, yes.
Okay, good. Okay. So I just invite you all to just get comfortable, and if you want to be in a seated position, or if you would like to lay down and have a comfy blanket around you, or just a soft gaze, and however you are, totally whatever feels good for you, and being able to take in this energy, this space where we are right now. And we'll just invite you to start with taking a deep breath in and holding. 2, 3, 4. And breathing out. 2, 3, 4. And breathing back in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And breathing in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Holding, and now breathing out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just notice your posture, if you're sitting up or if you're laying down, what the touch points are as you're laying down. You're sitting up, looking at having your head straight, looking directly, facing directly forward, having your feet on the floor if you're sitting, or noticing maybe how your feet or your lower body, your arms feel wherever they're touching. And relax your arms, holding your hands together, or relaxing them on your thighs, whichever way you prefer. Relaxing any tension in your shoulders, as if they were heavy. See if you're holding any tension in your face. Relaxing your forehead, brow, jaw, tongue. See that you're not clenching your teeth Now bringing your attention to your stomach. Just letting your belly relax. Relaxing your legs. Now directing your attention to your chest. Your breathing. Notice when you breathe. How your lungs expand and contract. Don't try to change anything. Just observe your breathing. The next 5 or 6 breath cycles, try to deeply focus on your breath, just as it is. Find that you're getting distracted by your thoughts. No problem. Simply bring your attention back to your breath. Open our eyes. Maybe move around a little bit. Move our shoulders. Shake our body in whatever way feels good. Looking around, just reorienting ourselves with the space we're in. Just feeling ourselves in the space that we're in. Whatever feels right. Really, the goal here is just being mindfully aware of our present, appreciating this moment. I'm going to pause the music. Although I don't mind keeping it playing in the background, I often find it just relaxing to have it playing. So I feel like that was just a couple of minutes. I'm not sure exactly how long that was, but that's just a little, many of you probably, I don't know. I feel like many of you may have already in some way practiced some mindfulness a little bit, and just, it's all about sort of just focusing on what we can focus on and appreciating this moment. And a lot of what happens, in at least in my life, it's sort of on the spectrum of sort of what just happened, sort of being reflecting on it, often being not so happy, and kind of I can get lost in what has happened and the feelings that come from that. And other times I can, at the end of the day, be thinking about, oh no, what's happening tomorrow? What do I have to get done? What do I have for work? Deadlines, the kids, my mother, who I care, you know, is at with us. And mindfulness is like pain. What John Kabat-Zinn, the guru of mindfulness, talks about: paying attention on purpose in the present moment, non-judgmentally, for the cultivation of our wisdom and compassion, as if your life depended on it. And I think, which is interesting, because there is a lot of research that shows how we kind of can get lost sometimes in our mind. And interestingly, there's like this one study that shows how our mind wanders about 47% of the time. So like about half the time, our mind just kind of wandering and not in the present. And I'm sure all of you know, it's sort of like what you practice grows stronger. So for practicing or thinking more about stressful things, it's just creating greater strength in our mind around those stressful things. So the hope is being able to sort of bring ourselves back in a peaceful, kind of calm, non-judgmental way, and supporting ourselves. And I love the ideas of self-compassion, where it's sort of being a friend to ourselves, you know, treating ourselves like we would a friend. And there's so much work out there about that, how we, like, it's so much easier to be a friend to someone versus being a friend to ourselves. And a lot of times we would never say what to another person what we would say to ourselves, and beating ourselves up. And so just trying to look at ways to do that. And it doesn't take a lot, you know, in this sort of practice of mindfulness, so many ways to really just incorporate it in things that we're doing, whether it's from just sort of doing these simple breath work, just breathing in, breathing out, and sort of taking five, you know, whether it's thinking about five fingers on a hand and kind of going up one and down the other for five breaths as we think about going across fingers, or, you know, another one's called box breathing, whether it's kind of breathing up for a few, you know, holding in your breath for a few seconds and then holding it, and then breathing out and then holding it. But there's other easy ways to sort of do it in our daily activities, whether it's while you're doing the dishes and really like just focusing on the water and the sound of the water coming down. How does it feel in your some part of your body, whether it's the touch of it, the clink of the dishes together, and like actually what's happening? Or there's, I don't know, fun examples of it by eating like a grape and just how you or a raisin and how it feels and the squish and all of that. So just kind of taking part in the experience, whether it's brushing your teeth, and paying attention to that, and really kind of going from what if this happens, to what is right now, what do I know is happening right now, and the importance of that. So that's a little window into sort of this mindfulness and ways to kind of love on ourselves, which often I can tell you as a mom of five sons and one who, you know, is affected by LA to win. Yeah. It's not so easy to do every day. And why I feel really fortunate to be in this field where our big goal with where I work with the National Center on Health, Physical Activity and Disability is connecting people with disabilities to resources and to different programs, wellness programs. It's all about wellness programs that are all free. And if it's okay for me to take just a few more minutes, I would love to share with you. I have like just a 1 minute video that you don't have to see. You just can listen to, and it helps kind of explain what we're talking about when we talk about the program that I wanted to share with you real quickly. So I see that I can share. So I am going to share the screen. And again, no need to worry about seeing it. It's just, I mean, you can if you, and you can listen. So I'm going to play that right now.
Have you ever wished you could have access?
Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Have you ever wished you could have access to an online network of wellness programs, health experts, and resources? Well, now you can with NICPAD Connect. NICPAD Connect is our online portal that links you up with resources, communities, and wellness programs that are specifically tailored to people with a wide range of physical disabilities. How does it work? First, you need to sign up for our portal, NICPAD Connect. After you sign up, a member of the NICPAD Connect team will call to set you up with programs and resources that best fit your needs. So what exactly will you have access to? NICPAD Connect gives you access to all kinds of individualized programs and personalized resources on mindfulness, exercise, nutrition, diet, and weight management, all at no cost to you. These programs will connect you to a team of health and exercise coaches, mindfulness instructors, nutritionists, and mental health experts who will help you to navigate daily health and wellness. With each program, we'll also send you an inclusive wellness box tailored to your individual needs. Depending on the program, your wellness box could include anything from a water bottle or weights to a yoga mat or journal, all helping you on your health and wellness journey. We'll even send you free coffee and snacks when you join our coffee club. We believe that anyone can reach their health goals with the right team. Connect to a healthier future today by visiting nicpadconnect.org or calling 866-866-8896.
Okay, so that's kind of a broad introduction to what I was going to share with you, NICPAD Connect. NICPAD stands again for the National Center on Health, Physical Activity and Disability. And we have a whole lot of resources and opportunities to what I like to call like free social workers. They're called inclusion specialists, but it's more like if you live, I don't know, in rural Alabama and you need to find a occupational therapist, and, or you need to figure out how you're going to get to Voc Rehab, they can help you find those resources and they'll send you information. So there's always a person available to, well, during 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time available to either call or do online chat and find that information. There's a whole host of resources already put together based on previous information that's been requested. And so we have that as well. And then this is all part of, this has been going on since 1999. So it's been, this is not something like we're just testing out this year. This has been going on since 1999, doing that, being a resource center. And it has this latest round of funding that's for $36 million for 5 years to help expand this to where we're able to offer those wellness programs and really focus on expanding capacity for, you know, lots of this health screenings and referrals and expanding providers who are able to connect people. And so that's what I kind of wanted to share with you guys about is one, that there's these resources, but also that there's are these free online wellness programs that are available to you and anyone across the country who has any form of mobility limitation. And I know you may say, well, I don't really consider myself having a mobility limitation. So that is really, it is self-defined. So it's if you define your, you know, whatever. It can also be from chronic pain. So there's like this whole range of things that can are considered to be part of this. Many people suffer from chronic pain and it impacts their ability to get around, or having diabetes, or, you know, of course, more significant sort of mobility impairments, spinal cord injury, Parkinson's, ALS, MS. Yet again, though, it could be anything that limits in any way your activities because of mobility, or you use some kind of assistive device or technology like an AFO, a cane, a walker, a crutch, wheelchairs. And this can be occasional use. It doesn't have to be like I always have to use it. It could be for the next, you know, few months I need it. So that's kind of who is eligible for this. Just have to be 18 years of age at this point, although I'm really trying to push a thing called NICPAD Kids so we can start working with our children too. But that's on the horizon. The only thing that's asked of whoever wants to be part of it is that you agree to do like a survey in the beginning so that we can create this like national registry for people with disabilities, because there isn't a national registry broadly for people with disabilities. And I think really cool would be, of course, for us to be able to advocate for also people with visual impairment, their caregivers as well, who may have other things going on, and what we see is needed, so that we can advocate for more programs, just like what we're trying to do with the registry already that is being done, that we heard all about at the conference and the last year's conference. And so this is not in competition with that. I just want to be very clear that this would just be a nice supplement. And if you want to think of it that way, but our goal is to be able to prove why we need what we need, and then to do an annual survey. But there are a range of things that are available as part of this. So it could be one of them, it's called MENTOR, which stands for Mindfulness, Exercise, and Nutrition to Optimize Resilience. I really love all these ways that we say these. And I have a quick video on that, but I feel like probably I'm taking too long. So I definitely want to turn it over for other people. But so we have that, and that's, again, all of these currently are online Zoom-based discussion. So anyone can do it from across the country free. So you don't have to qualify based on insurance or anything like that. So we have that one that's has questions around mindfulness, exercise, and we send you like the little pedal things that you do with your feet, yoga mats, barbell things, journals, water bottles. It's like getting a Christmas box. So have that available. We have these other specialty programs, the one that I was telling you about that I'm developing on mental well-being, called Growth. We have one on Data Slim, so helping with obesity, one on hypertension, coronary heart disease. So there's a whole bunch that we're creating as well. The other cool one I think that we have is called Coffee Club. So agreeing to sort of being part of NCPAD Connect, which just means I'll do the survey and then like every year, but be able to be part of getting the benefit is you get access to this like free social worker, and anytime you want to be able to do those free health and wellness programs and get all of these free resources. Another option is to do this thing called Coffee Club, where we meet every 2 weeks for 1 hour, and it's really just, we send you coffee, but if you want tea, we'll send you tea. And if you're local, well, you can come and meet in person, but we do it on Zoom also. And so people join from all over the country, and it's just really a conversation hour to build community and discuss wellness and resources. And so I'll stop there and see if anyone has any questions. Like I talked a lot.
I have a question. Robin, you kind of shared a little bit about like mobility and things like that, but I do remember you kind of talking about like a blind visually impaired program, or kind of is there something like that, or would we kind of fit in that limited mobility like population?
I think what you're asking me is visual impairment considered to be mobility. Is that what you're saying? Or is there a group?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's really self-defined, you know? So I think if you say yes, then we consider it yes. It's just like if you say I have chronic pain, you've got chronic pain. We're not going to, you know, make you prove it. But and we also don't have any kind of medical record or anything like that. So what I would like to do though, if there is interest, it would be really great to be able to have instead of people with varying self-identified kind of mobility issues, to be able to have a group for people who have are impacted by visual impairment in some way, so that there is that collective shared, you know, kind of experience. I don't have that currently. And so And I'm not, you know, I don't have to, but I thought it would be something lovely to offer to the LA Dream community as well. That makes sense.
Can you, yes, could you spell the name?
Sure. Nick. Yeah, I know it's a weird thing to say NICPAD. It's really, it's the initials for National Center on Health, Physical Activity, and Disability. And I can put that in the chat. I can also, you know, send resources, like the website for it too, which is just those letters, connect, connect.org, where we have a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm happy to pull those things up. And I know that some people, you know, there's varying abilities. So,
the phone number that you gave, 866-866, what was the last four?
It was eight. What was it? It is just a second. It is 866 and then 866 and 8896. I'll put that in the chat too. 866-866-8896.
Okay, thank you.
And what we have is called a call center. So basically, weekdays, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central, somebody will answer the phone and can do a screening with you. And basically, they'll just ask you two questions. And or I can put a QR code in the chat. I can put a clickable link in the chat. And I can also send all of this and put it on, you know, obviously on Facebook, where if you go to our website, it'll just ask you basically if you are, if you're 18, you live in the US, and then the criteria, those two questions, are you limited in any way in any activities because of mobility and or use assistive devices or technologies such as AFOs, canes, walkers, crutches, wheelchairs. And then what happens is you give your name and phone number, email, and then you'll get a phone call from that number. When you submit that online, it'll be different. Obviously, if you call them, you can just tell them. But if you go to our website and submit that, then you'll get a phone call from that phone number. Where they'll do, it takes like just about a handful of minutes, where they'll do we call a screening and intake, where they just ask you, you know, one, how you heard about NICPAD, and I would invite you to tell them, you know, through this, and because there's like an other where you could write it in. And then they'll just ask some demographics, what your health conditions, like just disabilities, what the mobility limitations you consider, tell you about all the little specialty programs that I just talked about and mentor, what your preference for types of programs and settings, introduce you to what an expert inclusion specialist is, like what I was telling you, that free social worker, and referral opportunities, and ask if you would be willing to do this baseline survey that takes about 15 minutes. And if you wanted it by mail, you wanted it online, they can do it on or over the phone. They can just ask you the questions if you want, or they can send you a link and you can complete it yourself. And then the last question would be about what's your preference for being contacted, whether it's text, email, you know, what's the best way, or phone calls. And then they would send you the link to the baseline survey or complete it over the phone then or some other time. And that survey just goes over demographics again, access to care, routine health checkups, specialist referrals that you've had, any health screenings, what you consider, what you do in terms of lifestyle behaviors, and management and control of chronic disease and mental health conditions, any vaccinations, your life satisfaction, and then social and emotional support. which are, I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really these broad domains that we're trying to capture what the needs are so we can continue to develop programs that meet what people share are their needs. And the only way.
Question is, so your son who is affected, does he take part in any of these programs, and what does he find most beneficial to him?
So it's interesting that you ask about that. He actually works with us there. So this is, he works with also our Center for Engagement and Disability Health and Rehabilitation Sciences. And so he gets the wonderful pleasure of writing about how cool it all is and how much he enjoys it. And so he loves talking about it and interviewing people that have done it and also talking about the research behind it. So he's the editor for the scientific, the research side of it newsletter. And I would love for everybody actually to join that as well. That would make him so happy because it'd be more people reading about it. But yeah, so he is really a big advocate for it. But it for him, it's more, he enjoys it from the writing side, not so much in front of like this side.
Robin?
Yes?
It's Lisa McGregor from Canada. First hey. Off, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear your voice and all that you've just shared with everyone. Is this only available to U.S. citizens?
For now, yes.
That's what I thought.
But we do want to become sort of internationally known. So you get me a group of people that are willing to try it out. We'll work on it together.
Do you guys do address verification?
Do we do address verification? Was that the question?
Yeah.
No.
Oh man, I guess it's global then, you know.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. I was like, you tell us what it is and that's what we put in. And everything is really online. So I would have no idea, I guess, knowing where
I had a couple questions, and I could send you my address if you want to use it for the person from Canada. I don't mind. I had a couple questions as far as this. You said there's a couple of services that are available. It didn't sound like there's currently some tailored to blind or visually impaired. Is there is it like a trial period or like a short session you get to use some of these services, or it's free range to try it and use different ones as you see fit based on your maybe time in your life or issues you're facing at the moment? And then I had another one after that.
Yeah. So yes, and is what I would say. Yes, in terms of you can participate, just recognizing it hasn't been completely the current format where everything is like sometimes they show visuals. However, they talk about it too. So the other and part is where I was sort of saying it would be lovely to be able to do a group where everyone has visual impairment so that we can, one, have a collective group who have shared experiences and kind of go through the material and look at how any additional adaptations that might need to be made with the knowledge that it's sort of been the best opportunities gone through prior to that. So the one I'm creating is on mental wellness and sort of well-being modules that go into some of these practices, talks about cognitive behavioral therapy, acceptance commitment therapy, but it also talks in very general, like exposing you to what it's about, where you can find resources, doing some experiential learning, and then also talking about different kind of coping strategies. It's a lot about community building, and like there's nothing else though, like the LA Show-In community here. So that is more like we're focused on just talking about where can you find resources and what's available currently online, and if you have these areas of concerns, or if you want to learn more about how to journal, you know. So we give different modalities, because, you know, oftentimes someone may not have limbs, so they can't necessarily write, or, you know, may we talk about how to do, you know, journaling in many different formats, and how to think about just also in storytelling ways, processing, you know, is this, is what I'm experiencing stress? Is this chronic stress? Is this anxiety? Is this triggers for panic attacks? And like trying to understand those emotions. And it's not therapy. I want to be very clear. This is not therapy. I'm a developmental psychologist, which means I'm a researcher, not a clinician. And I also have public health degrees. And so I take it from a public health promotion perspective of, let me expose you to the information and talk about it in a way that hopefully will encourage, you know, adoption of some of these behaviors that sit right with you. So it's also presenting a menu of opportunities, or menu different strategies.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, that was a really long-winded way of saying that, yes, you can participate with visual impairment. And yes, I would like to do a group with a whole group with people, so that we could really dig deep into materials that we have, the way it's gotcha. Administered.
Gotcha. And I had a follow-up to that. Like, this is the material that's shared is similar to like the session earlier, where it was mindfulness and like breathing and exercises like that, right? It's not like a one-on-one therapy thing. It's more like classes and different behaviors on how to like better understand your wellness, like, and techniques, right? It's because I guess it's more like that, right? Is my question.
Overall, yes, there are opportunities if you need individual, like, I have specific questions about this, and it would go beyond the time of that group session. We do have coaches who are willing to, you know, meet with you one-on-one, but it is definitely not therapy. So just wanting to make that abundantly clear that it's like in this group session. So the one that's mentor, the mindfulness exercise and nutrition to optimize resilience, what happens with that one is it's 5 sessions Monday through Friday, and an hour each on Zoom, group-based. And Monday is mindfulness, Tuesday and Thursday are exercise, Wednesday is nutrition, and Friday is health coaching based on sort of like mind, body, spirit, and these 11 wellness domains. And the Friday health coaching is with a health coach who kind of goes over like the principles of these 11 wellness domains and how you can apply it in your life, like nature and arts and leisure and all these different components. But often what happens is you have that discussion in the health coaching session, and then it's like, well, I really want more information about this. And you can set up one-on-one calls with the health coach to give you more.
For people who aren't familiar with therapy, can you explain how this is different than therapy?
Yeah, so it is, one, the people delivering it are not clinicians. They're what we call like health coaches. They are trained on more from a public health and health coaching perspective. So they're able to, they know these different components, and it's group versus one-on-one. And so I would say too, and we talk about this in the very beginning, if, you know, if you're having serious mental health issues, this is definitely not the course, you know, in the program for you. It could be the program for you to get resources and, you know, talk to somebody about where you can get information and the inclusion specialist, but it's not for where you would sign up and get like you share your personal story and get advice on how to process what's happening for you and you know, dig deep into, you know, how things are going for you, but more, there are conversations around that you're talking about arts and leisure that day for the health coaching. And when you, the next week, the coach will ask about how things, you know, went for this past week and applying what you learned about arts and leisure, or what you learned about time outside in nature, and or how we can bring nature inside if we can't get outside. And so it's about sharing practical strategies and tools and kind of getting like your portfolio or your menu of things that you learn about, and kind of have these experiential learnings together with others and seeing what it feels like, and then deciding if you want to use it or not. Thank you for your questions.
You mentioned that you can also attend it in person.
If you're local here in Birmingham, Alabama, right now.
It's only there, right? Not in different cities.
Not right now. It was actually intended to be when we originally were going to launch this phase of it. Again, we're like in our 23rd year of NICPAD, but the pandemic happened 2 years ago, you know, like what's been going on. So it was like we had to change course anyway because of the pandemic, and we've found that the reach is there. We can go to in-person ones, but we got to kind of get this going right now and trying to integrate it together.
Now, I was wondering, is it was like the LHN conference, or it's in different cities every year or something like that? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robin, this has all been so helpful. Looking at the clock a little bit, I know we are at the top of the hour, so we will be wanting to stop the recording soon, but I don't want to limit this conversation at all. So if there are folks who have any questions they want to make sure are on the recording, feel free to ask those now, but we will be stopping the recording for any folks who have questions they wanted to ask afterwards in the next 3 to 5 minutes or so.
I had a quick question, just out of curiosity. You mentioned there's like one-on-one coaching and there's also like surveys. And maybe I missed it. I mean, it was a lot of wonderful information, but how is this data being used? Like, it's obviously individual data. It's a very personal information and associated surveys and everything. You also mentioned there was funding. Is that like government funding, private funding? I think I missed that.
Well, thank you for your questions. That's really good clarifying questions that you should have answered. So it is funded by CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So it is federally funded, and everything is HIPAA compliant. So we are mandated to go through all of this, is managed through a data coordinating center that we have with strict protocols for protecting your data and information. And so it's not between the kind of coaches. They're there to provide the supports. You complete the assessments separate from them and through HIPAA compliant portal.
Gotcha. Thank you. I mean, this seems like such a great service. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, this is Dennis in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Can I ask you to say or spell slowly the name again? Just go too fast for me here.
Yeah, I'm really, really, yeah, absolutely. And I'm sorry about that. I can also type it out after. I'm not good about doing two things at once, but it's national.
Just the letters, the beginning, the letters.
Oh, just the letters?
Yeah.
Okay. N, C, H, P, P for physical, A for activity, D for disability. So it's, that's what we say, NICPAD, which is not a word, but
like Nicholas.
N for national, C center, H for health, P for physical, A for activity, D for disability. And then the website would be those letters, and then with it, all one word, I guess, connect, CONNECT.org. So NCHPADCONNECT.org.
Thank you.
Yes, and I will be sure to give you all that stuff in the chat and make sure Alyssa has it. And I guess I can make my own post. I'll add it there myself, and my contact information. Oh, I could give you, I can put in the chat or tell you, but you know, email you. You can email me if you'd like me to help with anything. But I don't know if that would be confusing to tell you right now too. But yeah, mine is RLANZ like zebra, I like indigo at UAB for University of Alabama, Birmingham .edu. And feel free to email me, and I'm happy to connect you. I would ask that if you do go online and go ahead and do the like little two items saying that you're interested, let them know where it says, how'd you hear about this? Say LHON is probably the simplest. You could say my name if you want, but what's really cool is if you said LHON, that way I would know for sure to like try to figure out a way to get LHON people together. I'm always happy to answer questions after this as well. I got a whole great team of people too who just love talking about it. And if you have other groups that you have locally that you would like for me to come talk to, I'd be happy to do that. I could come to each of the little, the like local or the like regional groups, or, you know, anything that's held for LHON. But also if you have something separate that you feel like would be beneficial for that group of people to find out about, I'm happy to do that as well. And just remember, like, this is for anybody. Like, it could, like, my mom did it. And just because she's older and has a hard time getting around.
Cool.
So I feel badly. I'm taking way too long.
No, totally okay. That was actually our total plan, was just to have you here for the whole session. So this is great. Any other questions? And I guess I have a clarifying question. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go for it, Jessica.
Just a clarifying question. I guess you had said comments, things like that your mom had joined because she has a hard time getting around and things like that. I don't have a hard time getting around, but I do identify that I am blind, visually impaired. So I just want to confirm that, like, just because I don't have a hard time getting around in the sense of my mobility and just because I can walk and run and that whole thing, but that doesn't mean that, like, I don't think I would find value from like these resources because I do have do identify that I do have a disability, and being blind, visually impaired. I do. So that's still okay.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
I just wanted to confirm.
Overly making the point that like a lot of things can make you eligible. And
okay, got it.
With age, you know, a lot of times you have difficulty getting around, but it doesn't, you know, so yeah, anyone who has a visual impairment and self-identifies as that, you know, being a mobility impairment can
The key thing is that I think that was Jessica she would have to call in and say, yes, she has a mobility thing. Otherwise, the service wouldn't. That's the initial question, right? Like, you have to, if you identify as that, you can claim it. But if you say no, the you can't get the service, if I understood you correctly, right?
Well, if you said no to that, you could say yes, that you use a mobility assistive device, like a cane occasionally, that would make you eligible. So like if you just use a cane when you're going to the airport, or you know, out by yourself, that would make you eligible. So it's it can be a either or both. So it could be one or the other. It doesn't have to be both.
I just wanted to I was trying to reiterate that it really is inclusive of our community, and not specifically like just those communities that may be having any other physical disabilities, that
yes,
it includes us too.
Yes.
Cool. Wonderful. Any other questions?
If there aren't any immediate questions, we'll go ahead and get the recording turned off and allow folks to continue the conversation afterwards. Jess, if you don't mind, if you want to go ahead and get the next calls lined up while I take care of this. I mentioned at the beginning of the call, but we do these each month for new folks. Always the first Wednesday, which next month, if I'm not mistaken, will be September 6th. The exact same time, the exact same call and info that you're using tonight. There will always be an email sent out from LHON.org prior to this. So if you're not registered there, you can go to LHON.org and register there so you get those emails ahead of time. And we always have several other calls as well that are more
for LHON call-ins.
Yep. So we always have a handful of other more specific calls for niche groups each month, whether those be regional or affinity groups. Jess, if you have that list, you can go ahead and share those for the month of August.
Yes, totally. And really quickly before I do that, do you want a quick thank you to Robin? Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your resources. If you have feedback, we would love to hear it. We think Robin's wonderful, but want to hear from you guys. Is this a guest speaker and kind of the topics that you would like to hear more often in LHON Lives? Or is there any kind of feedback that you'd be able to provide to us, which would be wonderful? So just a quick shout out to that. But Robin, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for sharing your resources and obviously a labor of love of what you get to do in work that crosses over to personal, which is always the best. All right, without further ado, let's jump into the calls for August. All right. Next call is Saturday, August 5th, and that is the LHON Plus call. Ooh, this is such a great call. So Saturday, August 5th, and that's at 9 a.m. Pacific. Next call is LHON Affected Young Adults, and that is on Tuesday, August 8th at 5 p.m. Pacific. Next call is Navigating Education. This call is on Thursday, August 10th at 5 p.m. Pacific. Next call is LHON Connect. DC, Virginia, Maryland, and Denver. Oh, God, or not Denver, Delaware, and West Virginia. There's a whole crew over there. That is on Monday, August 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Next call is LHON Spouses. Ooh, this is exciting. This is like a twice a year call, so definitely jump in if you're an LHON spouse. This is an awesome call. Tuesday, August 15th at 5 p.m. Pacific. Next call is Dads of LHON Affected Kids of All Ages. Now, don't forget, everyone's a kid for all ages. That's what my mom says. And that is on Wednesday, August 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific. Next call is LHON Pacific Northwest, and that is on Thursday, August 17th at 7 p.m. Pacific. A little bit of a change up on time there, so definitely make sure you take note of that. Next call, ooh, this is a busy month, I'm excited. Next call is Navigating Employment with LHON, one of my favorites, and that is on Wednesday, August 23rd at 5 p.m. Pacific. Next call is LHON Assistive Technology. And that is on Monday, August 28th at 5 p.m. Pacific. And that is a wrap for August. So there is a ton of calls, lots of opportunity. So please jump into one of those that best fits you and what you're looking for from best support for the community. So thank you, Andy.
Of course. With that, another huge thank you to Robin. If you don't mind, Robin, and if you have the time, we'll ask you to hang around here in case other folks have questions. And as always, folks can hang around if you have anything you'd like to share, just want to say hey after the recording's off. I'm going to go ahead and turn that off right now.
Jessica, quick question.
Yes.
Have you heard of when the recordings or the YouTube postings are going to come out from the last conference?
I haven't heard. I haven't heard a date, but I know that they will be definitely posted everywhere and anywhere. So as soon as we have them, we'll definitely pass it on. But I haven't heard of an ETA.
Sounds good.
But thank you.